Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of Sneedcast Industry Update. You know, our series that keeps you updated with our ever-changing industry. For those of you that have been watching the series for a while now, you know how this goes. But for those of you that are new, welcome. We'll be covering the latest in manufacturing, packaging, coating, sustainability, and much more. I'm your host, Alexa, and today we'll be discussing topics ranging from federal funding to feeding children, to new feed sources for cows, to the FAA granting commercial drone use in agriculture, and finally addressing worker shortages in manufacturing. So, starting off, Nebraska Governor Jim Pillen's reversal on accepting roughly $18 million in federal funding to feed hungry children over the summer break marks a significant policy shift. Initially rejecting the funding in December, Pillen cited his opposition to welfare. However, mounting pressure, including from within his party, prompted a reconsideration of this stance. Pillen's decision underscores the evolving dynamics of governance and the responsiveness of elected officials to public sentiment. As Pillen stated, "What I saw there, we have to do better in Nebraska." Governor Pillen's decision to reject the funding initially stirred controversy. Pillen stated, "I don't believe in welfare," sparked debates about the state's commitment to addressing child hunger and the efficacy of federal assistance programs. The announcement drew criticisms from advocacy groups and lawmakers, highlighting the need for a comprehensive approach to combat food insecurity among Nebraska's youth. Pillen's decision to accept federal funding was influenced by a poignant meeting with high school students who shared personal experiences of hunger. These students emphasized the vital role of the USDA summer program in addressing food insecurity. Their stories resonated with Pillen, prompting him to reassess the state's stance on accepting the funds. As Pillen acknowledged, they talked about being hungry and they talked about the summer USDA program. The federal funding is earmarked for the Summer Electronic Benefits Transfer for Children, also known as Summer EBT program, a critical initiative in combating child hunger. The program provides preloaded EBT cards to eligible families, offering $40 per child for 3 summer months to purchase groceries. By expanding access to nutritious food during the summer break, the Summer EBT program aims to alleviate food insecurity among vulnerable populations, is highlighted by its widespread utilization during the COVID-19 pandemic. The reversal of Pillen's decision underscores the pivotal role of legislative pressure in shaping public policy. Bipartisan support from lawmakers, including Senators Jen Day and Ray Aguilar, play a crucial role in advocating for the acceptance of federal funding. This bipartisan collaboration reflects a shared commitment to addressing food insecurity and ensuring access to essential resources for Nebraska's children. Nebraska's initial rejection of federal funding aligned with 14 other states with Republican governors, including neighboring Iowa. Governor Kim Reynolds of Iowa criticized the efficacy of the federal food program in promoting nutrition, reflecting broader debates surrounding social welfare policies at the state level. However, Pillen's decision to reverse course signals a departure from this trend and underscores the significance of responsive governance in addressing pressing social challenges. Following Pillen's announcement, State Senator Megan Hunt expressed gratitude for his decision and emphasized the collaborative effort across the political spectrum. Hunt's statement highlights the importance of bipartisan cooperation in advancing initiatives to combat child hunger and promote social welfare. Additionally, the USDA's extension of the deadline for states to declare participation underscores the agency's commitment to supporting states in addressing food insecurity among vulnerable populations. So, in summary, Governor Pillen's reversal on accepting federal funding reflects a nuanced response to the issue of child hunger in Nebraska. Influenced by youth advocacy, legislative pressure, and a recognition of the program's necessity, Pillen's decision underscores the importance of responsive governance in addressing pressing social challenges. By embracing federal assistance programs like the Summer EBT Initiative, Nebraska demonstrates a commitment to ensuring access to nutritious food for vulnerable children and families across the state. So, moving on, hemp biomass, the byproduct of CBD extraction, has gained attention as a potential feed for livestock, particularly for dairy cows due to its nutritional value and sustainability implications. The Journal of Dairy Science features a groundbreaking study exploring the viability of incorporating spent hemp biomass into dairy cow diets. Dr. Massimo Bionas, the lead investigator, highlights the promising nutritional properties of spent hemp biomass, including its anti-inflammatory and antioxidant characteristics. He emphasizes its potential to enhance immune function, animal performance, and sustainability goals by improving nitrogen use efficiency and reducing methane emissions. The dairy industry seeks stable and beneficial feed options amidst market fluctuations. Spent hemp biomass offers a potential solution utilizing a resource that would otherwise go to waste while providing nutritional benefits to dairy cows. The study enrolled 18 late lactation Jersey cows and monitored their performance over an 8-week period. Results indicate that while spent hemp biomass may decrease feed intake due to its low palatability, it does not negatively impact milk production or the health of the animals. In fact, milk production increased after the withdrawal of hemp from the diet. Dr. Bionaz and his team highlight the need for further research to understand dairy cows' adaptation to spent hemp biomass and its long-term effects on efficiency and health. Despite initial challenges in palatability, the study suggests potential benefits of incorporating spent hemp biomass into dairy cow diets. The study provides groundbreaking evidence supporting the safety and feasibility of utilizing spent hemp biomass as a feed ingredient for lactating dairy cows. So, we're moving on to our next story. Volatus Aerospace Corp. has received authorization from the Federal Aviation Administration, better known as the FAA, for commercial agriculture aircraft operations using drones, marking a significant milestone in the company's operation. The approval granted under FAA Part 137 allows Volatus to operate heavy agricultural spray drones weighing 55 pounds or greater, expanding its capabilities in serving the agricultural sector. This approval positions Volatus as a key player in the drone industry, particularly in offering precision spraying solutions to farmers, enhancing agricultural practices and productivity. With the FAA's approval, Volatus aims to capitalize on benefits of precision spraying for farmers while ensuring compliance with regulatory standards and safety protocols. By simplifying the process and offering reliable drone services, Volatus anticipates increased revenues from the sale, charter, or operation support of agricultural drones, as well as recurring revenue from drone operation and maintenance. The company's strategic moves aligns with its commitment to providing innovative solutions to address industry challenges and meet the evolving needs of its customers. Volatus alignment of drone operations with commercial aircraft regulations demonstrates its commitment to building trust with global regulators and expanding its service offerings. The company's ability to obtain special approval for various operations reflects its dedication to advanced drone technology and meeting market demands. By navigating regulatory frameworks effectively, Volatus strengthens its position as a leading provider of integrated drone solutions, setting new standards in the industry. Agricultural drones play a pivotal role in modern farming practices, offering capabilities such as crop monitoring, soil analysis, and precision spraying. Volatus recognizes the significance of drones in helping farmers adapt to climate change challenges by providing real-time data and enabling timely interventions to optimize crop health and yield. The integration of drone technology in agriculture enhances efficiency, reduces environmental impact, and contributes to sustainable farming practices, all aligning with Volatus's vision of fostering innovation for a better future. The projected growth of the agricultural drone market underscores the increasing demand for drone technology in agriculture and related sectors. With a forecasted CAGR of 31.5% between 2023 and 2028, the market is expected to reach $17.9 billion by 2028, driven by advancements in precision farming and agricultural automation. Volatus expansion into the agricultural drone market positions it to capitalize on this growth trajectory and establishes itself as a key player in the industry, offering innovative solutions to meet evolving customer needs. Volatus Aerospace remains committed to fostering sustainable solutions and driving innovations in the drone industry. Through its focus on carbon neutrality, responsible governance, and customer-centric approach, Volatus aims to redefine the future of aerial intelligence and contribute to the advancement of global agriculture. With its FAA approval and strategic initiatives, Volatus reaffirms its commitment to delivering value to customers while maintaining a strong focus on sustainability and social responsibility. So, we've gone into our last story of the segment, guys. A study by Deloitte and the Manufacturing Institute predicts 2.1 million unfilled manufacturing jobs by 2030, with 547,000 unfilled positions as of November of 2023, according to the Department of Labor's Job Openings and Labor Turnover Survey. The focus on training the workforce in technological skills for advanced manufacturing programs like Industry 4.0, IoT, 3D printing, and robotics is seen as a solution to address the skilled worker crisis and transition to smart factories. Various industries have seen significant losses in skilled workers over the years, including ferrous and non-ferrous foundries, machine shops, forging and stamping, semiconductors, and more. The National Association of Manufacturers, also known as NAM, highlights a shortage of qualified workers for highly skilled positions, attributing it to a convergence of factors impacting manufacturers. The ferrous iron steel foundry industry has lost 46,475 workers since 2002. The non-ferrous foundries industry lost 30,581 workers since 2002. The machine shops lost 64,342 workers since 2002. The forging and stamping industry lost 3,118 workers. The semiconductors industry lost 157,041 workers. The industrial mold manufacturing industry lost 10,481 workers. The tool and die, jigs, and fixture industry lost 27,769 workers. The machine tool manufacturing industry lost 5,511 workers, and this was all in 2002. The neglect of journey-level advanced training over the past 40 years by multinational corporations has contributed to the skilled worker shortage. Hands-on apprentice training is crucial for developing physical skills necessary for manufacturing jobs. Apprenticeship programs leading to journeyman status typically take 2 to 4 years to complete, providing comprehensive training in various manufacturing tasks and technologies. Journey-level training equips workers with diversified skills essential for various manufacturing tasks, including operating manual and CNC machines, equipment maintenance, assembly, inspection, and more. Journey-level trained workers are highly skilled and versatile, capable of fulfilling critical roles within manufacturing companies across different departments. The skilled worker crisis cannot be addressed solely through traditional education or online training. Apprentice training, which emphasizes hands-on learning and mastery of essential skills, is essential for preparing workers for the challenges of modern manufacturing. The digital revolution in manufacturing should prioritize equipping workers with the necessary physical skills before transitioning to smart factory technologies. Michael Collins, author of Dismantling the American Dream, advocates for a renewed focus on apprentice training to address the skilled worker shortage and manufacturing effectively. So, in summary, the manufacturing industry faces a significant skilled worker shortage, with predictions of millions of unfilled jobs by 2030. While there's a push for training in advanced manufacturing technologies, the neglect of hands-on apprentice training over the years has exacerbated the crisis. Apprentice programs that provide journey-level training are crucial for equipping workers with physical skills needed for modern manufacturing. So guys, this episode of Sneedcast Industry Update is proudly sponsored by our innovative SneedPak tabletop brown bottle labeling machine. It's tailored for startups and small businesses. Our tabletop labeling solution offers unparalleled convenience and efficiency. It's capable of labeling between 20 to 50 bottles per minute. Its lightweight design and high-quality aluminum alloy body ensures reliability and durability. Say goodbye to breakdowns, jams, or rusting with our state-of-the-art labeler. If you're ready to keep labeling simple without compromising quality, the Tabletop SneedPak Round Bottle Label Machine is your ultimate solution. Like always, stay tuned for our next episode of Sneedcast Industry Update, and make sure to like, comment, subscribe, and hit that notification bell down below to stay up to date with all of our great content. Also, let us know what topics you'd like to see us talk about here on the show. We look forward to hearing from you all. Bye, everyone.